Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, X-rays don't show demons, already in progress.
Lord, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for washing us in the blood. We thank you, Lord, for redeeming us from the curse. We thank you, Lord, for being the God that forgives all of our iniquity. Now, we just got through confessing every sin of everybody in this place. It doesn't matter what they've done, how many times they've done it. We just washed them away by the blood of Jesus. And we overcame him by the blood and the word of our testimony. We overcome the enemy. We're free in Jesus' name. Now then, the only problem is, do we believe this? Okay, so then we're redeemed. We're washed in the blood. Our sins are forgiven. I am as clean right now by the blood of Jesus as you can possibly be. You are as clean as, if you believe the word, you're a new creature in Christ. So if you prayed for somebody, or you, if you laid hands on somebody and looked at somebody and said, I forgive your sins, are their sins forgiven?
Yes.
According to the word of God, yes, their sins are forgiven.
Yes.
And those people are free. Now then, the scripture says, whoever lays hands on the sick, they will recover.
Yes.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Mark 16, 18, and 17 and 18, and we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yes.
I put that up on the board, Mark 16, 17 and 18, and I want us to look at this one more time. I want us to see we have just remitted all the sins. Now, once we remitted all the sins and he forgave all of our sins, then he said he heals how many of our diseases?
All.
Okay, see, he heals all of our diseases. So we got the sin problem taken care of. Now then, we're going to pray for each other, and we're going to expect God to heal everybody in this place today.
Yes.
Because as he says right there in that word, I'm the God that forgives all of your iniquities. And have we confessed our sins?
Yes.
Over and over. Yes, Lord, we've confessed our sins, so we're forgiven.
Yes.
So now then, Lord, you're going to heal everybody of all their problems. You're going to deliver them. You're going to set people free. There's not going to be any demons that run out of here other than screaming as they go out the door. In the name of Jesus, they're going to be afraid to show up in this church. Because when you show up in this church, there's sons and daughters of God here that know who they are in Christ Jesus, right?
Yes.
Okay, so in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and praise you that you've promised to heal us all. Now then, if that scripture is on the board, which one's on the board? Mark 16, 17, and 18?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Psalm 103. Psalm 103, and we got that one, though. Psalm 103, we got that, right?
Yep.
We got that. If we confess our sin, he forgives how many of them?
All
of them. And then after he forgives all of them, how many does he heal?
All
of them. So we're lined up now for healing. So Mark 16, 17, and 18, it's, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name,
they shall cast out devils.
Okay, so let's look at whoever's next to you and say, I command you devils to leave my loved one or my neighbor or whoever. I command every devil of hell to leave this in Jesus' name. Every devil of hell has got to leave in the name of Jesus. They can't stay in this place no more. Every devil of hell. I mean, put your hands on somebody and say, you evil spirit must leave in Jesus' name. You cannot stay here in Jesus' name. We will not allow you to stay in this place in the name of Jesus. Say now, Lord, say thank you for delivering my neighbor. Thank you for delivering me. In the name of Jesus.
I am free.
In Jesus' name. Now then, how many of you believe what you said just happened? In the name of Jesus. God can't lie. He delivered us all. Thank you, Lord. Now then, we are delivered. We have been given power and authority over the enemy, all power and all authority over the enemy, and all of our sins are forgiven. And it's amazing. It's just amazing the number of people that don't know these scriptures are even in the Bible.
Right.
Isn't that right, Paula?
That's right.
Yeah. But the most powerful thing, it got you healed, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just think. For those of you that don't know Miss Paula had been, I think Miss Betty told her about it. She needed to come out here because she had been sick for 20 years, something like that.
Yes.
So Miss Betty works for St. I think y'all work together, right? Or something. You had been sick for 20 years.
Yes.
And Miss Betty told her to come out here. She said, people get healed out here at the Living Savior Church. So she come.
Yes.
And she got prayed over a few times. And I think Mike and Gracie done most of they're the prayer team over here. Mike and Gracie, hold up your hand so everybody will see who y'all are.
Yes.
This is one of our prayer teams. But they know the principles of the kingdom, and they prayed for this lovely lady and that several times. But as they did, finally one day she realizes that for the first time in 20-some years, she has no pain in her body.
Absolutely.
No pain in her body. She's healed.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Right.
Now, what they were doing was exactly what we've been doing.
That's right.
In the last few minutes, what they did for you is what we're doing for the whole church.
Right.
Now then, do you really believe this book is true? If this book is true, and it's only God's word. It's only God's word, right? Only? I mean that's not very, that doesn't put it up very high, does it, Miss Paula?
No, it puts it high.
Lord, forgive me for making that little statement. You know I was doing that in jest, although you said don't jest, so I'll try not to do that, but I love having fun with the word of God. I love seeing it work. I love seeing you get healed. I love seeing your daughter get healed. I love seeing everybody get healed and all the wonderful things that God says. Now then, just think. When you go somewhere, somebody has got a problem or a headache or anything, it doesn't matter what it is, minor, major, you just can't tell what God's going to do. But if you see somebody that has a problem, any kind of a problem, whatever it is. Let's say, for instance, like I've had a few people like this lady that I just got through telling you about, that whenever I tried to talk to her over the internet, she didn't want to talk. She didn't want to hear. She's impossible for her to be saved. Not even God can't heal me. Even God can't save me. Now, how well does she know God? You know, I thought about Isaiah Reed. If you've never heard of Isaiah Reed's testimony, I mean, we got it back there in the back, but Isaiah Reed, he's a guy that, I mean, he was, wow. I couldn't even tell that. It is so awesome, isn't it, Mike? I mean, that guy, I mean, here he is. He's in a druggy house with a whole bunch of different women and guys and everything, and they're having a drug party and everything else, and all of a sudden one of these girls comes to him and says, she starts crying and something, and he says, what you need is some more drugs. And she said, no, I don't want no more drugs. He said, what you need is some more money. She said, no, I don't want no more money. He said, anytime a woman don't want drugs or money, the only one thing left to do, that just knock her out. So he said, I drew back to hit her, and I heard a voice say, Isaiah, how about you? Who's talking to me? Isaiah, it's God. God, I don't even believe in you. How can I hear your voice? I don't believe in you. You're not real. He said, Isaiah, I am real. I am real. He said, God, are you trying to tell me you can save this woman? He said, sure I can. Just pray for her. So he said, I prayed for her. Here he is, a lost guy. He prays for this woman, and this woman gets saved, and she's flopping all over the floor and doing all kinds of stuff, screaming and hollering and everything. And all of a sudden, the Lord says, well, Isaiah, how about you? He said, God, even you can't save an old wicked boy like me. He said, why don't you ask me? He said, okay, God, you demand. I love the way black people talk. God, you demand. If you can do anything with me, do it. And he said, God, mop the floor up with me. Bam, wham, wham, wham. And when he come up out of that thing, he is saved, filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. Don't tell me God can't save you. When I read that testimony and heard Isaiah give that testimony, I got a whole new revelation of the grace and mercy of God. I'll tell you what I'd have done if that boy had been one of my sons and he's as wicked as he was. I'd have killed him a long time ago. But God's merciful, isn't he?
Yes.
When he says his mercy is new every morning, he means that.
Yes.
His mercy does not run out. But he saved Isaiah Reed, and then, of course, Isaiah turned himself in, and he was a druggie and all this stuff, and they put him in prison, and he's been serving his term in prison. And one night, he's uneasy and he can't get no rest of no kind. And so he just praying and said, okay, God, you saved me. You changed my life. Now, you must have something else for me to do besides to sit here in this prison forever. So what am I supposed to do? And all of a sudden, he heard the Lord say, Isaiah, call the guard keeper and tell him you want to go and use the warden's phone to call your girlfriend to ask her to marry you. He said, Lord. He said, call him. So he called the guard keeper. He said, guard keeper. The guy finally come down and he said, what do you want? He said, I need to go call my girlfriend and ask her to marry me. He said, yeah, you and 5,000 other prisoners want to do the same thing. He said, absolutely not. That's an old one. I ain't letting you. He said, God just spoke to me and told me to tell you to let me out and let me go up to the warden's office and call my girlfriend. He said, you trying to tell me God spoke to you? You're a prisoner in jail, in prison, and God's... He said, yes, I'm telling you, God spoke to me and told me to call my girlfriend and ask her to marry me. He said, come on. He said, I've heard every excuse in the world, but I ain't ever heard that one. So he opened the door, leads him up to the office, and Isaiah picks up the phone, and 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and as his girlfriend answers, and he says, honey, will you marry me? She said, are you serious? He said, yes, will you marry me? She said, you really, really serious about wanting me to marry you? And she said, yes. He said, yes. She said, you know what I was just fixing to do? She said, I just went and got the gun, and I was going to line all of the kids up. They had 3 or 4 or 5 children, and some of them was his, and some of them was other guys, because she was a prostitute. And she said, I was fixing to kill all the kids and then kill me. But you really want me to marry you? He said, yes. She said, okay, I will. I said, I will not harm the children or myself. And so he told the guard keeper, and the guard keeper put him back in the cell. And a few days later, the information got to the warden, and they came, and lo and behold, somehow they let him out. God let that man out of prison, and he went and married that woman. And today, Isaiah Reed and his wife and his children, they're ministering the word of the kingdom of God, getting people saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, X-Rays Don't Show Demons, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.